In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, greetings to all congregation. You heard about Manmin Nairobi Church. Well, as I saw the ministry of Manmin pastors and in 2018 Children's Bible School, you know, it touched my heart. I felt so happy to see their passion. You know, I give hope of New Jerusalem to young kids in Nairobi Manmin Church as well. And, you know, it was another chance to make up my mind to give the hope again. As I was listening to the testimonies of Manmin, I once again realized the love of our shepherd. I wish his love would be spread to the whole world. And this handkerchief of God's power, this beautiful handkerchief of God's blessing, which contains the power of recreation. With this handkerchief alone, you know, the whole world can see who our shepherd is. And as I preach his messages, the pastors around the world and Christians and non-believers included, you know, they become children of God. As I do my ministry in Africa, and I'm so happy to do my duty in Africa, meeting with the shepherd and in his love. I'm doing my ministry in his space. I'm so happy. And I'm so happy to see you tonight, especially in the last, the testimony giver, the pastor, Pastor Alfredo, you know, I was so touched. Our Father God, you know, just as our Lord said, without God, no one can come to me, right? Without the leading of our Father God, no one can come to our shepherd. Father God leads all the people of goodness to the shepherd so that, you know, they can meet our shepherd. So, that's why our shepherd took the cross again. And that cross is the cross of glory, which becomes, you know, blessing and hope to us. So with that in the waiting, you know, I would like to testify to our Lord and our Father God's in the message. Let's give, you know, 2018 Manmin Summer Retreat made me so happy. It was so beautiful. The original voice, and in his, you know, space, Pastor Sujin Lee delivered messages. And Manmin people are enjoying the overwhelming blessing of, you know, spiritual space thanks to our shepherd. And our pastor, you know, Sujin Lee, was unfolding that space so that, you know, Manmin people can understand it well. Many people were healed. They testified to their healings. And Father God blessed us with good weather and good temperature. And what about the campfire night? Our pastor Sujin Lee even shook the throne of our Father God. So, thank you. I would like to give thanks to our Father God who blessed Manmin Summer Retreat. I would like to give all thanks and glory to Father God who sent our shepherd to this land, shows his endless love toward us through the shepherd, and leads us to come forth as his true children. And I would like to give and extend my thanks to our shepherd who leads us to New Jerusalem. With the heart of Father God and goodness of Father God, with the heart of love and goodness. Let's give, you know, big hands to our shepherd. Shepherd, thank you. My sincere, you know, thanks should also go to Mrs. Bong Lim Lee, who prays for all mommies around the world. And my thanks should be extended to Pastor Sujun Lee, along with all the pastors and church workers, and you, mommy and congregation, who take care of the church and souls around the world. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, recently, you know, while I was reading the Bible, you know, especially the Ephesians, I was deeply moved by the letters from Apostle Paul, who was praying for the saints in Ephesus in prison. You know, he was imprisoned while preaching the gospel in Ephesus. But his letter, you know, contained the petition and love for his people. He used to persecute, you know, people who believed in Jesus Christ. But when, after he met the Lord on his way to Damascus, he devoted himself and risked his life to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, he was in prison. He couldn't see the people. However, he wished to plant the hope in the heart of his people. So he wrote this letter. As I read his letter, it moved my heart greatly. Why? Because as I read the letter, I was reminded of my shepherd who met our Father God while he was at the sickbed for 7 years. And since then, he met Father God. He loved Father God since then and the souls. And he gave the prayer of petition to our Father God for us for the last 36 years. Our shepherd misses us, just like, you know, Apostle Paul missed his people. I believe he is still praying for us. That's why I delivered this message under the title of The Prayer of the Shepherd. So, let's take a look at the background of the Church of Ephesus. You know, I refer to the senior pastor's book, you know, Seven Churches. Well, Ephesus is located in the west coast of Turkey. You know, it was largest commercial center of the east and was lined up with the various facilities for this, you know, influx of, you know, merchants and citizens from Syria, India, Arabia, and Egypt. However, this city was famous for its, you know, worship for, you know, Artemis. And the citizens of this city acquired this Roman citizens so they could enjoy many things. However, Apostle Paul went to that city and preached the gospel there. They used to say that, you know, they believed in God. However, they didn't know about Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. But then, thanks to Apostle Paul, the gospel of Jesus Christ was spread. And since then, and after that, you know, the city of Ephesus became the third biggest center of, you know, Christianity, including Jerusalem and Antioch. Apostle Paul preached the gospel while traveling throughout Asia Minor, and eventually he went to Ephesus. Now, he gave this question in Acts 19:2. Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? And people said, you know, no, we have not even heard whether there is a Holy Spirit. So Apostle Paul asked again, into what then were you baptized? And people said, into John's baptism. Then, you know, Apostle Paul, you know, confidently delivered the gospel to those, you know, who hadn't yet known Jesus Christ. So through Apostle Paul, they were baptized again, and amazing works of the Holy Spirit took place there. They started to speak in tongues, and they started to prophesy. Apostle Paul stayed in Ephesus and preached the gospel, and he spent 2 years in Tyrannus to spread the gospel, to preach the gospel. And while he was preaching the gospel, Father God made him in a manifest, extraordinary miracles. When people took, aprons or handkerchief that touched the Apostle Paul to the sick, people were healed. This news spread to whole Ephesus. So many Jewish people, Greeks started to believe in Jesus Christ. However, there were people who made their living by making, sculptures of the god of Artemis. So they started to, made a scheme to kill Apostle Paul. Acts chapter 27 and 26 and 27, you can see that, people were mocked and people in Ephesus tried to seize and kill Apostle Paul. However, Apostle Paul kept on in the preaching the gospel and the church was established in Ephesus. And then Apostle Paul was imprisoned in Rome and he began this letter to Ephesus. So these letters are called Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemons. Ephesians 3:1 says, "For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles." This is what Apostle Paul said. Now in verse 1 of chapter 4, he said, "Therefore I, the prisoner of the Lord, implore you." He wrote this letter and sent to his letter to the church of Ephesus. Ephesians 6:21 says, "But that you also may know about my circumstances, how I'm doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make everything known to you." And Tychicus was sent by Apostle Paul, and Apostle Paul wanted the people and the saints of an Ephesian church to increase their faith. Apostle Paul greeted first, and he wished the grace and peace be with, the saints in Ephesus. Now, through our shepherd, we learn who Father God is, what His will is, and how to receive blessing. And we have learned many spiritual messages. He has planted faith through the power He manifested into our heart, and consequently, we are living in His space, and we are making the confession of thanks all the time. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17-19 also reminds us of the prayer, tears, and devotion of our shepherd for us. So I hope you can take this moment to remember how He shared this gospel with us and we received the blessing. Now, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17-19 says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe. They are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might. I'm going to talk about four things as I preach this gospel. First, he prayed for the Ephesians to give to them a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, in knowledge of God. Second, again, the spirit of wisdom and of revelation so that they can know God. As they come to know God, they come to love Father God all the more. That's why that was his first wish. Second, he prayed to know them what's the hope of his calling. Third, he prayed to know them, he prayed to let them know what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance. Fourth, he prayed so that they would know what's the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. So, Let's look at the first prayer title of Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 1. John 17:3 says, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." It was the prayer that our Lord made. However, even the people know God, and depending on their measure of faith, their knowledge of God is different from each other. As their measure of faith grows up, you know, they come to know Father God accordingly. Romans 12:3 says, "For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment, as God has allotted to each a measure of faith." For those of you who first came to this church, I'll give you a brief description of the measure of faith. A baby is born and grows up to be an infant and becomes a child and becomes a young man. You know, they got married and give birth to their children and they become father. And then later they become an old man, right? Once a baby is born, then they gotta have a birth certificate and then they will become the citizen of their respective country. So as we accept Jesus Christ, our names are written in the book of life in heaven. As we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior and our sin is forgiven and receive the Holy Spirit as gift, then we are given the authority of being the child of God. This is the first level of faith. Also, this is called the faith of a child or the faith to receive salvation or to receive Holy Spirit. You know, a child grows up, right? And also, the faith grows up and then you can have the faith of a child, young man, and a father, right? For John 2:14 says, "I have written to you, fathers, because you know him who has been from the beginning." As you come to have the fathers of faith, or furthermore, when you have the fathers of Abraham or Apostle Paul, then you know Father God who's been from the beginning. This fifth level of faith is the faith of the Holy Spirit. If you have this faith, you can go to New Jerusalem, the best dwelling place in heaven. Besides what I said, you can find many other explanations about measures of faith in the Bible. So you may refer to chapter 47 of Ezekiel. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even though people say they know God according to their measure of faith, that they know God differently. However, how thankful we are, because thanks to our shepherd, who taught us about Father God and who helped us to know our Father God all the more clearly. Through our shepherd, we feel the goodness and love of our God and we come to know more and more every day. Through the deeds of our shepherd's goodness, we came to have better understanding of Father God's goodness and we try hard to resemble his goodness. Thanks to love that our shepherd shares with us, we came to know about the depths of Father God's love, and we try hard to resemble that love as well. Thanks to our shepherd, who always shows us the justice of Father God, who is light itself, we came to long for that light all the more. Most of all, as it manifests the great power of Father God, we came to know more about the Almighty Father God, and we've been able to increase our faith. To help us understand Father God like this, our shepherd gave countless fastings and prayers to understand the 66 books of the Bible by the help of Father God. And he set examples before us so that we can resemble him. No matter what troubles lie ahead before him, he walked only by faith and made this man great like this. Now, not only Mamim people, but souls around the world came to know God better. That's His prayer. And to make that prayer come true, He is manifesting Father God's power. Now, how Mamim people and whole and people around the world came to know about Father God thanks to our shepherd's prayer? As we understand the providence of Father God and providence of human cultivation, we came to know Father God all the more. Apostle Paul said, "Whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in the view of surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord." However, even though people pray continuously, unless they cannot spiritually understand the messages of the Bible, they cannot understand Father God's word. Father God wants everyone to come to salvation and to know the truth. That's why He sent our shepherd to this world. And thanks to our shepherd in the 7-year-long fastings and prayer, Father God started to interpret His messages to our shepherd. And He also explained all the difficult verses in the Bible, not to mention the providence of creation and human cultivation, and message of the cross, and why our Lord is our shepherd. And through the messages of our shepherd, we came to know more about heaven and hell, and we started to awake in our Christian life. Now, we know our measure of faith and where we are. And we are so thankful for knowing these facts. We give thanks and thanks to our shepherd. When I preach this gospel, and as I think of the shepherd, I am so deeply touched. You know, there is all those in the Bible messages, difficult verses were explained by our shepherd. And I believe you and I all share the same grace, right? As I do my ministry in Africa, I always experience this. As I delivered messages, such as, you know, Genesis lecture, in MIS in the seminar or in the pastor seminar, so many pastors are touched by the message and they came to long for our shepherd and Mamim. They're amazed at that message and they study. And then they fall, you know, they naturally fall into the message. They become so happy because they came to know Father God, whom they didn't know before. The message and the lectures on Genesis and the providence of creation and human cultivation, as they learned this, they started to learn more about our shepherd's messages. And that's normal, right? As I do my ministry in Africa, you know, I would like to introduce, you know, Pastor Alambi, you know, who is looking forward to seeing the shepherd in his recent words, and elders who are full of the Holy Spirit in his church. Pastor Alambi is a pastor, you know, who has his ministry greatly in the city of Ubira in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I had a chance to preach a sermon on Sunday service in his church in February 2017 when the lecture was held by the Ubira MIS. The leader of MIS in the city of Ubira, Pastor William, introduced Pastor Alambi to me so that I was able to deliver a message on Sunday service. And I delivered the messages about why Jesus Christ is our only Savior. And I also explained, I delivered the messages about the faith of Job in Sunday evening service. And Pastor Alambi and 15 elders were touched. And they asked me to hold special revival meeting. So I was invited again. In that revival meeting, I delivered the messages about the providence of creation and human cultivation. Manmin people know this message very well. However, the Pastor Yubira and elders and people, they were amazed and they were shocked at this message. To explain the providence of creation, I based my message on 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 5, where you can find that Apostle Paul went to the third heaven, and he came to know about the secret of heaven. And he regarded everything as a loss, and he risked his life to preach the gospel. That's what in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 to 5. You know, if there is a third heaven, it is obvious that there is the first heaven and the second heaven. After Father God had the plan for human cultivation, he divided the entire universe into spiritual world and the fleshly world. The third heaven is heaven, and the second heaven is including the domain of darkness and domain of, you know, light, which includes also the Garden of Eden. And the third heaven and the second heaven are included in the spiritual world, so people cannot see with their fleshly eyes. In the fleshly world, in the first heaven, he created this earth and he created everything underneath it. And then he created Adam and breathed it into, you know, living spirit. And then Adam became the living spirit, and he was drawn into the Garden of Eden. And Adam began to rule and subdue all things. And God warned him not to eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. However, Adam disobeyed and ate it, and he was driven out to this earth. But, you know, he faced the tragedy of his two sons. His son Cain killed his brother Abel. Then Adam realized how beautiful his life was when he was in the Garden of Eden. After he was driven out to this earth, he experienced sorrow, tears, diseases, and death. And he came to understand what is happiness, what is misfortune. Then he can become the child who can truly appreciate the love of Father God and the human cultivation. Another example is the metaphor of a prodigal son. When he was with his father, he could enjoy all things, and he didn't know about the love of his father. However, when he spent all his money, he got nothing to eat. As we underwent this kind of trials, he finally realized how beautiful his house, his father's house was, and how great his father's love was. And he repented before his father and he became a good son. As I deliver messages about the providence of human cultivation and creation, pastors and elders were so touched by it, and they came to long for our shepherd all the more. And they wanted to become one with Manmin. As I said earlier, Pastor Alambi and elders wanted to listen to messages again. And then they organized the seminar again from August 16th to 20th of this year. So I will visit in the city of Yubira once I go to Africa. So I give thanks to the teaching of a shepherd once again. Let's take a look at the screen. This is the city of Yubira in Democratic Republic of the Congo. This is the church of Yubira, a church of, you know, Alambi. I'm explaining the creation of Father God about the expanse.
This is
And I was I'm explaining about the second heaven, the first heaven, the third heaven. And after I delivered the messages, you know, elders asked me to invite to their dinner, and they want to invite our shepherd. So after the seminar, they, you know, offered me offerings. And I told them that, you know, I would give these offerings to my shepherd. And they were pleased. You know, this is the how I did ministry there. Second, as I deliver this message, I also explain how the ministry of Africa is going on, so that you can pray for it more. Second, Apostle Paul prayed for the members of the church in Ephesus to know what the hope of his calling is. And I would like to tell you more about the grace of Father God, who called us to the way of salvation, and then his, you know, calling of us to Manmin, and the calling of duty. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 4 to 6 says, "There is one body and one spirit, just as also you were called in one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all." Two thousand years ago, Father God sent the Lord to this earth, and our Lord called 12 disciples and 20 more, and gave them, you know, hope of calling. And he made them the witness to the Lord. Apostle Paul met the Lord, and by the hope of calling, he started to preach the gospel and establish churches. And Apostle Paul was writing letters to the saints in the church in Ephesus, and he is writing down. Not only special people are called as the preachers or pastors, but those who accepted the Lord as a Savior, they're all called by God. John 6:44, our Lord said, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day." And our Lord also said in John 6:65, "For this reason I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted him from the Father." However, you know, unless Father God brings you here, you cannot come to the shepherd. However, there is a special calling as well in his special will. Jeremiah 1:5 says that, you know, our Father God knew when he was in the womb of our mothers. Now, you will be pleased when you are called and given a good positions or good works, right? However, you gotta remember that you are called for the glory of Father God and for the Lord. And you gotta take this duty as holy. Our Lord said in Matthew 5 verses 14 to 16, "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on the lampstand. It gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven." And Hebrews 3:1 says, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of a heavenly calling." And 2 Timothy 1:9 says, "Who has saved saved us and called us with the holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. Our Lord called his disciples, and it is the holy calling. And the Holy Spirit called us to this Mammin, and it is the holy calling of Father God. Now, we are called by the Holy Spirit, that we have to acquire a sincere heart and full assurance of faith as we do our duty and bear good fruits, right? Father God planned all things before ages, and he sent our shepherd in this end time. And we came to know about this hope of calling. As we understand it, we can become the children of light by the leave of our shepherd. And we can become the spiritual warriors who can take care of our duties well. Well, it took a long time for Jesus' disciples to understand the hope of calling. Our Lord stayed with them and planted faith by showing signs and wonders. Disciples witnessed the miracle of 5 bread and 2 fish and reviving the dead Lazarus. Then Jesus asked them, what do you call me? Then Peter said, the Christ of God. Jesus went to Jerusalem and he said to his disciples, what would happen to him? But then, it was before disciples received the Holy Spirit, so they didn't understand the hope of calling. They just thought that Jesus would be the king of Israel and free their country, and they wished to enjoy that. So they couldn't understand, even though our Lord said he would die on the cross and resurrect in the third day. You know, even the resurrected Lord stood before them, they couldn't understand the hope of calling. That's why Peter went to fish. Before the Lord ascended into heaven, he met Peter and his disciples who went to the sea to catch fish, and he gave them the hope of calling. John 21 verses 15 to 19, he said to him, you know, he asked Peter whether Peter loved him. And then he said to Peter he gave them 3 missions. Tend my lambs, shepherd my sheep, and tend my sheep. And he told them never leave Jerusalem until they receive the Holy Spirit. Once they receive the Holy Spirit, then our Lord asked them to become the witnesses to Jerusalem and on Judea and Samaria and to the end of the world. Once the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they became the witness to the Lord until they died as a martyrdom. Apostle John wrote the Revelations. Apostle Paul explained the gospel of Jesus Christ and other 14 books of the New Testament. However, people could not understand the true meaning of providence of creation and human cultivation as 2,000 years passed by. So people could not completely understand what hope of calling is. However, our shepherd gave countless fastings and prayers to our Father God. And Father God interpreted that to our shepherd, and he spread the message to us. And he has done that job for the last 36 years. He shared all the mysteries of the Bible, and he has led us in his message for the last 36 years. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God desires all men to be saved and to come to know the knowledge of the truth. He called the shepherd. Through the prayers of our shepherd, he explained the secrets of the Bible. And he also explains what the hope of calling is. In other words, to make all people come to salvation and to know the knowledge of the truth, Father God called you to this Mammin so that you can be used for the glory of Father God. Since you know the forefathers in the Old Testament and disciples of the Lord, you want to be used like them. Now, we came to know the will of God through our shepherd. So you are as important or more important than those prophets and disciples of the Lord. Noah the righteous, Elisha the prophet, who received even greater power than his master Elijah, couldn't come to Holy Spirit. However, thanks to our shepherd's teaching and prayer, countless Mamim members came to have a sincere heart in the full assurance of faith, and we will all go to New Jerusalem. Eventually, we will stay in the space of in the first and the second floor of the shepherd's castle. In the Bible, those who are called by God and receive the callings of God are called prophets. Now, we receive the revelation of Father God through our shepherd, and we are arming ourselves with the word of God. So we are the prophets of prophets, aren't we? Now, as you listen to the revelation given to our Mamim church, you are touched and you are overjoyed, right? If you didn't know about the foreknowledge of the Bible, you couldn't appreciate the teachings of Mamim. However, you used to be a Christian in other churches, then you'd be so touched by the teaching of Mamim. You know, I studied a lot the Bible before I came to this church, and when I was so thrilled when I heard the lectures on Revelation. Now, who's this preacher? Who can explain the messages of the book of Revelation like this? And then later on, the measure of faith and message of the cross. I was wondering who the preacher was. You know, I prayed so much to meet the one who can explain the Bible like this. Do you think would it be impossible for me to quit job as a professor and go to Africa for in the ministry? After I met the shepherd, my heart was filled with duty and passion to preach the gospel of holiness gospel in Africa. Whenever I think about it, my eyes are full of tears. Now, after I came to this church, after 3 years, I went to Africa. However, one thing I regret was that staying in this church long time, but, visiting this church from time to time, there is a difference in understanding the love of the shepherd. You should know how happy you are. But we are happy. Well, I would like to share my testimony. Bishop Kitonga is the head of the Redeemed Gospel Denomination, which is the largest ministry in Nairobi, Kenya. And he is the president of the Evangelistic Association of 5 East African countries and the president of Kenyan Pastoral Association for 18 years. He said to me that he was recently told the shepherd was having a hard time. Then he said like this, Dr. Gerald Lee is the righteous of the righteous and the true servant of the Lord at this end time when there is no truth in the world. His disciple, Bishop Myung-ho Chung, is also a real prophet. Pastors in Africa call themselves prophets or apostles. And African people accept it naturally. However, this, Pastor Kitonga desired to be the witness for our shepherd. He said like this, look at Nairobi Mamim Church. They shine lights and they bear fruit. We can judge them by their fruit. And he also wrote a petition to Korea for our shepherd as well. Pastor Kitonga called me and we had a great time. I wish people like him prepare a great meeting in Africa. Well, let's take a look at him in on screen. Three pastors visited our church.
I want to congratulate Man Men Ministry and Bishop Dr. Jorok Lee for the successful mission all over the world and the 2001 Uhuru Park Crusade in Nairobi. Congratulations towards your 32nd anniversary. May God Almighty bless you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I introduced him to you, okay? So please pray for him. Now third, Apostle Paul prayed to find out what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Father God wants his beloved children to be saved and receive heaven as their inheritance and to live forever and ever happily ever after. Ephesians 2 verses 4 and 5 says, God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. Just as Apostle Paul wants the saints of the Church of Ephesus to be saved by Jesus Christ and receive grace, our shepherd wants every one of us not to fall into temptation but go to heaven. Our shepherd knows better than anybody about glorious heaven. And he explained us about that beautiful heaven. And to give us a hope for heaven, he gives great petitions to our Father God. He shed tears as he says, there is beautiful Jerusalem. Let's not look at the world, but fix our eyes on our Father God only. He also said, beloved, let's go to New Jerusalem together. This is what our shepherd says. He also wants us to receive and enjoy blessing on this earth. He taught us how to receive blessing, how to get away from diseases, how to live a healthy life, and how to be protected. He taught us for the last 36 years. What I feel all the time while I'm doing my ministry in Africa is that most pastors teach and shout on the altar about prosperity. You know what prosperity is, right? Well, they say that, you know, they want to be rich. You know, there are even pastors who ask for money directly as they pray for saints' blessing. Then, you know, many people give an offering to them, and they believe that in the financial blessing would come to them as they receive prayer from those pastors. But our mommy members know the will of Father God well. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verses 1 to 4 says, now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments which I commanded you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. All these blessings will come upon you and overtake you if you obey the Lord your God. Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the offspring of your body, and the produce of your ground, and offspring of your beasts, the increase of your herd, and young of your flock. Father God wishes every one of you to receive blessing when you come in or when you go out. That's why He gave us the condition of receiving blessing. Apostle Paul knew it. To help the people of the Church of Ephesus to receive this blessing, our Apostle Paul prayed for them. And our shepherd also has taught us how to receive blessing, and he also prayed for us to receive blessing. Let me tell you what kind of blessing Nairobi Mamin Church is receiving, great blessing in the space of our shepherd. Thanks to love and financial support of the shepherd, Nairobi Mamin Church purchased the sanctuary site in 2010. But the registration could not be completed. But this time, we made the registration. And I would like to tell you the process of this registration. Before then, I would like to give thanks to our shepherd who loved us and supported us, and also to our Mrs. Bonglim Lee, who always prays for the ministry in Africa, along with other pastors and workers and you, congregation. I'd like to tell you how Father God prepared so that we could purchase the sanctuary site and how He led us to register our site. Well, when we were trying to purchase the site, it wasn't easy. Well, in the outskirts of the city, there was empty spots, but it was too far. When we found the pretty good spots in the city center, there were too many brokers. However, Father God already prepared the church site. I led the handkerchief prayer meeting in 2005, and that area was really good. I felt that way. So on my way back home, I told my helpers that it would be good to have a church over there. However, that area was in the area where the middle class people lived. And then, the landlord of the Mamin Church building, Nairobi Mamin Church building, was asking me to empty the building. But we couldn't find another building. So we started to look for the church site. Then, I got a call that there was an empty spot. And later I was surprised that spot was the place where I had the handkerchief prayer meeting in 2005. I examined it and I made research, and it was owned by former mayor. Thanks to love and support of our shepherd, we could purchase the land at a very low price. That site was hidden to other people. So once we purchased the site, the price of the land went up. And people started to buy the land around that church site. So I'd like to give thanks to my shepherd again, who helped me to buy that purchase site. To purchase the site. And all the members of the church who helped me through the devotional service. So let's take a look at Nairobi Mamin Church's current sanctuary and the site of the new sanctuary on screen. This is where I started Nairobi Mamin Church in 1987, I guess. There were about like 200
And we started to have camp outside. When there were like over like 380, we came to have that sanctuary. And then our shepherd visited. And there was a Kenya crusade. And he had the Sunday service in Kenya Nairobi Mamin Church. We were so happy back then. That was the first anniversary, and there were more than 1,000 members. And then we moved to the second sanctuary, because in the original place, there were people who asked us to leave. So that's the second sanctuary, Nairobi Mamin Church. This is the new church site that Father God prepared for us. It's so huge. It's a very good place. That's the hidden land. So we had the tent. Thank you. There have been a lot of, complications in getting the registration for the site of the sanctuary. We couldn't pay for the price of the land entirely, so we couldn't complete the registration either. With the advent of the new government this year, the computer system has begun to organize all the land documents. And then newly selected mayor had the new regulations to deduct a tax for religious purpose and religions and educations. Pastor Bogo of Nairobi Mamin Church are in good terms with the manager of the land site. So they became great help. So the bill was in the past, but we couldn't enjoy the benefit of the bill. But Mamin Church is the only organization who could enjoy that in the benefit of the bill. So we changed the purpose of the land and submitted, and then it was passed, and we could, and then we were exempted from the acquisition tax of $8,400. So the original voice of the shepherd worked, so nothing was impossible. Our shepherd prayed, and his original voice was there. So once the original voice is there, everything can be done. Don't worry about tomorrow. Otherwise, you are the Gentiles, right? The church is with Father God, so don't worry. Just unite with our shepherd, okay? Then we were also exempted from the tax, other taxes. There are other taxes that we have to pay annually, but we are told that we don't need to pay every year. So, we finally got the registration. Every year, we don't pay tax for that site. However, other churches have to pay tax. But who knows this secret? The manager of the site, who is in good terms with the Pastor Bogo in Nairobi Mamin Church, and we were able to solve this problem. thanks to the original voice that our and the shepherd gave out once. So as I'm delivering this message, I once again, you know, also feel thankful. I believe all Manmin churches around the world also enjoy the power of our shepherds in the original voice. I would like to give thanks and glory to Father God. As our shepherd's original voice is working, we have received that blessing. So, shepherd, thank you once again. Ephesians 1:19 says, "What is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might." That was the prayer of Apostle Paul, fourth prayer. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 20 to 22, Apostle Paul said, "Which He brought about in Christ, when he raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, in every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come." Apostle Paul wanted the saints of the Church of Saints to know more about Jesus Christ, who saved them from their sin and who gave them grace of salvation. And there is our shepherd who helps us understand the grace of salvation of our Father God and the love of Father God who cultivates us to make us His true children. And for this reason, He has led us with His love so far. Jesus came to this earth, testified to God. He manifested in signs and wonders and revived the dead Lazarus. And He showed the almighty power of Father God. Jesus healed the sick people, preached the gospel about heaven, and He did only the good things. However, the enemy devil and Satan incited evil people and killed the Lord on the cross. However, our Jesus resurrected by breaking the authority of death in 3 days. And He showed the power of Father God. And He let people know that He is the Son of God, Messiah, Jesus Christ. The righteous Joseph was wrongfully accused and imprisoned. However, since he was sinless, he became the prime minister of Egypt. Daniel was sent into lion's den. However, he was sinless. He was saved, protected by angels. And he gave great glory to Father God. In this end time, when people are stained by sin and evil, Father God sent our shepherd to this world. Can you understand why Father God sent Daniel the prophet into the lion's den? Through Daniel, Father God was glorified. Now think about our shepherd. Can you imagine what kind of glory our shepherd will give to Father God? Such great, amazing glory will be given to Father God. And He will unite all Manmin people, and He will lead us to New Jerusalem. How beautiful. We're so happy. Father God sent the shepherd to reveal the glory of Father God in this dark world. He sent our shepherd to explain 66 books of the Bible, so that we could know Father God before ages. He sent the shepherd to manifest the signs and wonders, to testify Father God. The ministry of our shepherd will finalize the human cultivation. Now, as our shepherd prayed in Seoul, Korea, Ebola virus went away, and it rained, and the rain stopped. All kinds of disasters and calamities were stopped and cleared by the prayer of our shepherd. Thanks to our shepherd, dragonflies came down, rainbows revealed. Through his signs and wonders that he manifest, he revealed our Father God. Ministry of our shepherd becomes the biggest alert to the enemy, devil, and Satan, right? Our Lord died on the cross and resurrected to open the way of salvation. And he proved that his message was true. In this end time, our shepherd has a great providence to accomplish. Even though he finished the seven-year-long justice, since he had to come out as resurrection to accomplish the will of Father God, he is still waiting for the time. He lost his strength. He cannot see. He cannot hear well. He even lost his memory. And we are witness to that. It's like as if you're dead. Our shepherd is sinless. He is just like sinless Jesus was insulted and mocked and crucified on the cross. It's just like him. However, our Lord come out as resurrection. And I believe that our shepherd will also come out as a resurrection with the completion of the power of recreation. Just as his disciples witnessed and testified to the resurrected the Lord, our mommy members will come into spirit and the Holy Spirit all the more quickly, and their weak faith will become greater. All the saints in the dark world, darkness, will repent and come to salvation. These is all the love of Father God and wisdom of Father God. It will be accomplished through sacrifice and tears and love of our shepherd. And it will show how great our Father God's might is. So we are blessed to know all this. We are beautiful children of God. Let's give thanks and glory to Father God once again. And I would like to give thanks to our shepherd once again who let us understand all things. Let me conclude this message. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I believe it's time for you to be more spiritually mature through the incident of our church that is allowed under the control of Father God. Our Lord came to this earth and did only good things and showed only the good things to the souls. And he died to bear many fruits. He preached the gospel. He manifested power to sick people, to heal sick people. He showed only goodness and love. And our Lord also did the good things for us, like our Lord did. Gave us only the good things and preached the gospel. With his great power, he healed the sick people. And here, he is bearing good fruits, lots of good fruits. Most of all, we were destined to die. But thanks to our Lord's sacrifice on the cross, we are led to the way of life. Thanks to the petition of our shepherd, we are led to the way of life again. Just as our Lord took the cross, our shepherd also took the moments of hardships. We know that. The Lord is the only begotten Son of God, but he was killed by his own creatures. He was mocked. He was insulted. He was nailed on his hands and feet. But Jesus took all this shame. He died on the cross to bear many fruits. Jesus also believed that countless souls would be saved by his sacrifice. Our shepherd also wants to lead us to better heaven, New Jerusalem. For then, he filled up the justice for the last 7 years for us. He didn't see, he didn't hear, he suffered from scratching all over the body, but he didn't think about his own suffering, but he thought about the change of us, and he made the confession of faith for us. Brothers and sisters, as I prepare this message, I've come to feel greatly ashamed and also grateful for our beloved shepherd, who was willing to bear much fruit, just as our Lord did. And I'm also appreciate our shepherd's sacrifice and love. Just like our Lord who was mocked, our shepherd was also mocked by all the mass media. But he is walking his way in silence. And we are witnessing his goodness now. Jesus said in Luke 23:25, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And our shepherd is also praying like that for us. As his love completes, he will fill up all justice, and he will come out as a resurrection and complete the power of recreation. And we will complete the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary to glorify our Father God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our Lord came to this earth and died and bore countless souls. He said in Matthew 10:39, He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it. Let me read our shepherd's confession. I have these kind of experiences a lot. There were many people who tried to destroy me, but I chose the way. I was wrongfully accused. In early 1990s, people tried to destroy me. But if it was the will of God, I wanted to die. There was many ways to survive. Many pastors told me to say yes. When other people say, this is Coke, even though it is a Sprite, then I should say yes and amen. That's what they said. Then I will survive. That's what other pastors said to me. However, I said, this is Coke. That's not Sprite. Then I was expelled from that denomination. They are the pastors. They are the anointed servants of God. But they made false rumors and expelled the pastor. How could make their excuse on the final judgment day? Many pastors and elders witnessed that incident, so you know that. Yes, for Lord, to keep the commandments of God, Father God, I chose many times a way of death for the glory of Father God. Whenever that happened, Father God saved me and enabled me to glorify Father God. That was the confession of our shepherd. Brothers and sisters, I think about Mary Magdalene. Where are you, Lord? We also say, our shepherd, why are you there? Mary Magdalene couldn't understand why the good Lord was crucified on the cross. However, Manmin people understand it well. You understand why our shepherd, who was a good man and did only the good things, suffered this humiliation and went on his way in silence. We know that it is a way of the completion of the power of recreation and a way to comfort his resurrection. It was a way to bear countless fruits and to lead countless souls to New Jerusalem. Disciples of the Lord fled away on the night when the Lord was arrested. Peter also denied the Lord 3 times. But what about Manmin? We gather in the sanctuary all the more. We pray more. We unite as one. Now our Father God is the moment of great twist, so that even evil people could see the love and goodness of our Shepherd. Now, this is the moment for us to understand the goodness and love of our Shepherd all the more and come out as the fruits of the Shepherd. And our footsteps toward New Jerusalem will become even faster and faster. I hope every one of you accomplish the heart of goodness and love and come out as fruit of the Shepherd to please our Father, please our Shepherd when we see Him again. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases such as cold and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes and the deaf come to hear and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God. I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank You. Let all glory be to You alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.